Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the famous Gilbert and Sullivan comic opera, The Mikado, starring Gordon McRae and his two guests, Kenny Baker and Evelyn Case. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical hit is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're bringing you the charming and delightful Mikado, set in a world that only Gilbert and Sullivan could create. This is the town of Kittipoo. Kenny Baker is our wandering minstrel, Nanky Poo. Lovely Evelyn Case is Yum Yum. And I've landed myself a job as the Lord High Executioner, a fellow named Coco. And all these others, well, let them introduce themselves.
If you want to know who we are, gentlemen of Japan.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, will you tell me where I can find a lovely maiden named Yum Yum?
Who are you and why do you want to know?
Gather round me while I tell you.
A wandering minstrel I, a thing of shreds and patches, of ballad songs and snatches, and dreamy lullaby. My catalogue is long to every passion ranging, and through your hues changing, I tune my soft song. I tune my song. Sentiment is wanted. I've patriotic ballads cut and dried. For where'er a country's banner may be planted, all other local banners are defied. All warriors in serried ranks assemble. Never quail or they conceal it if they do. And I shouldn't be surprised if nations tremble before the mighty troops of troops of Kittipoo.
We shouldn't be surprised if nations tremble, tremble with the mighty before the mighty troops of troops of Kittipoo.
And if you call for a song of the sea, we'll heave the capstan roll with a yo-heave-ho, for the wind is free. Her anchor's a tip and her helm's a lee. Hurrah for the homeward bound.
Yo-ho, heave-ho, hurrah for the homeward bound.
To lay a
caught in a howling breeze may tickle a landsman's taste, but the happiest hour a sailor sees is when he's down at an inland town with his Nancy on his knees. Yo-ho! And his arm around her waist. Shreds and patches of ballad songs and snatches and dreamy lullaby and dreamy
And what is your business with Yum Yum, minstrel?
Well, a year ago, I fell in love with Yum Yum. But she was engaged to a cheap tailor named Coco. And brokenhearted, I left town. But imagine my delight when I heard that Coco had been condemned to death for flirting. So I've come back to find my Yum Yum.
It is true that Coco was condemned to death. But he was reprieved at the last moment and raised to the rank of Lord High Executioner.
Coco, Lord High Executioner?
Yes. And I'm Pooh Bah, Lord High Everything Else. First Lord of the Treasury, Lord Chief Justice, Lord High Admiral, and Lord Mayor all roll into one.
That's quite a role.
You're wasting your time. Yum Yum is on her way home from school to marry the Lord High Executioner today.
No.
Ah, here comes His Excellency, Coco.
Behold the Lord High Executioner, a person in the noble rank and title, a dignified and potent officer, whose functions are particularly vital. Bow down to the Lord High Executioner.
Gentlemen, I'm very touched by this reception, and I feel there are plenty of people whose deaths will be a distinct gain to society.
Someday it may happen that a victim must be found. I've got a little list, of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed, There's the pestilential nuisances who write for autographs and people who have flabby hands and irritating laughs. All children who are up in dates and floor you with them flat. All persons who in shaking hands shake hands with you like that. And all third persons who on spoiling tete-a-tates insist. They'd none of them be missed.
But she's got them on a list.
And that nice Iprios nuisance who just now is rather rife, the judicial humorist, I've got him on the list. All funny fellows, comic men and clowns of private life, they'd none of them be missed. And apologetic statesmen of a compromising kind, such as, what do you call him, the thingamabob, and likewise, never mind, and what's his name, and also, you know who. The task of filling up the blanks I'd rather leave to you, but it really doesn't matter whom you put upon the list, for they'd none of them be missed.
You may put them on a list. And they'll none of them be missed.
Here comes Yum Yum at his schoolmates. Please bow in a characteristic Japanese attitude.
Three little mates from school are we, right at the front of our county. Still to the wind with girlish glee. Three little mates from school, everything is for someone. Nobody stays when they care for us. Life is a joke that's just begun.
And now, Yum Yum, my future bride, kiss me.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Yum Yum.
Oh, look, who's here? It's Nanky Poo.
Oh, yes, my beloved. Beloved? Who is this? Sir, I have the misfortune to love Yum Yum. Please, don't be angry.
Angry? Not a bit, my boy. I love her myself. Take him away.
Please. Please. Let me have just 2 minutes with her.
Very well. But by Japanese time, that's pretty fast. I'll be right back.
Oh, Yum Yum, I love you so.
I love you too, minstrel.
But I must confess something, Yum Yum. I am the son of the Mikado.
The son of the Mikado?
Yes, you see, a few years ago, an old crow named Katisha fell in love with me. My father ordered me to marry her or go to the scaffold. I couldn't do that, so... Well, I left town and took up the second trombone. And then I saw you.
Time's up.
Oh, no. Farewell, Yum Yum.
Farewell, Nanky Poo.
Your Excellency, as Postmaster General, I have a special message from the Mikado.
What?
If you don't execute somebody soon, he's going to have the executor executed.
Oh, my, that's terrible. I'd lose face.
You'd lose your whole head.
Just a minute. Ah, you, Nanky Poo.
Yes? What are you doing with that rope? I'm going to kill myself because you're going to marry Yum Yum.
Oh, that's silly. You'll botch the job. Let a professional like me do it.
Look, if you let me marry Yum Yum today, in a month you can behead me.
That's impossible. I'm going to marry Yum Yum myself.
She'll be a widow in a month and you can marry her then.
Makes sense. I'll do it.
Good. Japanese equivalent for here.
Hold everything.
It's Katisha, the old crow.
If Nanky Poo is going to marry anybody, it's going to be me.
My dear woman, that's impossible. Or oh, he's going to marry Yum Yum.
Yum Yum.
Your anger, pray bury. I think you will marry. I think you had better succumb.
Yum, yum.
And join our expression of glee.
I'm going to the Mikado. You haven't heard the last of me.
On the journey we may have begun. Yum, yum. We think you had better succumb. Yum, yum. You'll find there are many who are wet, there are many who are wet, there are many.
We'll return to the second act of the Mikado in a moment. But first, think of what you get when you buy a railroad ticket. A ticket on a railroad train buys for you a lot more than just transportation from one place to another. It buys you, for one thing, comfort and relaxation. You don't have to keep an eye on the traffic lights. You don't have to watch out for other drivers on the highway. The conductor and the engineer will run the train, and all you have to do is to relax and ride and watch America roll by your car window. And your railroad ticket buys you spaciousness. On the train, you don't have to keep your seat. You don't have to stay in one place or even in one car. There are lounges inviting you to a sociable visit with your fellow passengers, and dining cars where you may enjoy a snack or a regular meal. And when night comes, there are sleeping cars with berths and rooms inviting you to slumber, all as you ride. And when you buy a train ticket, you buy dependability, for the trains run in all kinds of weather. Most important of all, your ticket buys you safety. Safety to a degree which, year in and year out, is not even approached by any other form of passenger transportation in America. So when you buy a railroad ticket, remember what else you are buying besides transportation. You are buying relaxation and enjoyment. You are buying a look at your country as you travel through it. You are buying a chance to read or to write, to work or to talk with your fellow travelers. You are buying spaciousness and reliability and safety. All for the price of a railroad ticket. We're ready for Act Two of Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado, starring Gordon McRae as Coco and his guests Kenny Baker as Nanky Poo and Evelyn Case as Yum Yum.
Thank you.
deeply the moon is shining, for I am to marry my minstrel boy. Hello, moon. How lovely you are. You seem to smile at me. The sun whose rays are all ablaze with ever-living glory does not deny his majesty. He scorns to tell a story. He won't exclaim, I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent. But fierce and bold in fiery gold, he glows.
Yum Yum, we have terrible news. Coco here has discovered a horrible law.
Yes, Yum Yum. You see, when a married man is beheaded, his wife is buried alive.
So if you marry me, I doom you to death.
Oh, dear. Here's a howdy-do. If I marry you, when your time has come to perish, then the maiden whom you cherish must be slaughtered too. Here's a howdy-do. Here's a howdy-do.
Here's a pretty mess, in a month or less. I must die without a wedding. Let the bitter tears I'm shedding witness my distress. Here's a pretty mess, here's a pretty mess. Here's a state of things, to her life she clings. Matrimonial devotion doesn't seem to suit her notion, burial it brings. Oh, here's a state of things, here's a state of things. With a passion that's intense, I worship and adore. But the laws of common sense we often do ignore. If what I say is true, this death to marry you. Here's a pretty state of things, here's a pretty howdy-do. Here's a pretty state of things, a pretty state of things.
Here's a howdy-do,
here's a howdy-do, here's a howdy-do. For if what he said is true, I cannot marry you. Here's a pretty, pretty state of things. Here's a pretty howdy-do.
Listen, everybody. The Mikado is arriving in Titipu.
Oh.
That old crow Catashaw has brought him.
Oh, dear me. We haven't time to behead you, Nanky Poo. Oh, well, we will just say we've beheaded you.
And I'll make out an affidavit and swear to it. All 15 of me will swear to it.
Oh,
dear, dear, here comes the Mikado. Leave quickly, Nanki Poo. If he finds you alive, it won't look as if I beheaded you.
Yes, come, Yum Yum.
Bow down. Bow down to the Mikado.
Silence. Silence. Where is he? Where is the Lord High Executioner?
Here, Your Majesty. And your wishes have been attended to. An execution has taken place. We've beheaded the minstrel, Nanki Poo.
Nanki Poo? My dear fellow, you have executed the heir to the throne of Japan.
Oh, no.
And it seems to me there's a punishment for that crime.
Oh, punishment?
Something amusing. With the boiling oil.
Oh.
Or melted lead.
Oh.
Kill you.
Your Majesty, if you'll just give me 2 minutes, I think I can straighten this out.
I grant you 2 minutes.
Nanki Poo.
Yes, Coco.
You've got to make an appearance to show the Mikado you've still got your head.
No, sir. If I show up, Katishaw will claim me. But if you'd marry Katishaw, then I could put my head back on before you even cut it off.
Me marry Katishaw, that old crow?
When Katishaw is married, existence will be as welcome as the flowers in spring. The flowers that bloom in the spring fall off, breathe promise of merry sunshine. As we merrily dance and we sing, voila, we welcome the hope that they bring, voila, of a summer of roses and wine, of a summer of roses and wine. And that's what we mean when we say that a thing is welcome as flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la, the flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la.
Flowers that bloom in the spring, voila, have nothing to do with the case. I've got to take under my wing, voila, a most unattractive old thing, voila, with a caricature of a face, with a caricature of a face. And that's what I mean when I say or I sing. Oh, bother the flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, oh, bother the flowers of spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la.
My poor little Nanki Poo.
Go ahead, Coco. There's Katisha now.
Well, at least she's a little prettier than boiling oil or melted lead. Katisha!
Oh, it's you, the beast who beheaded my beloved.
Katisha, I love you.
Huh?
If you don't marry me, I shall perish on the spot.
Oh, don't be silly. Nobody ever died of a broken heart.
Oh, Katisha, you don't know what you're saying. Listen. On a tree by a river, a little tomtit sang willow, tit willow, tit willow. And I said to him, Dickie Bird, why do you sit singing willow, tit willow, tit willow? Is it weakness of intellect, birdie, I cried, or a rather tough worm in your little inside? With a shake of his poor little head, he replied, oh, willow, tit willow, tit willow. Slapped at his chest as he sat on that bough, singing willow, tit willow, tit willow. And a cold perspiration bespangled his brow. Oh, willow, tit willow, tit willow. He sobbed and he sighed and a gurgle he gave. Then he plunged himself into the billowy wave. And an echo rose from the suicide grave. Oh, willow, tit willow, tit willow. Now I feel just as sure as I'm sure that my name isn't willow, tit willow, tit willow.
that 'twas blighted affection that made him exclaim, "Oh, Willow, tit Willow, tit Willow." And if you remain callous and obdurate, I shall perish as he did, and you will know why. Though I probably shall not exclaim as I die, "Oh, Willow, tit Willow, tit Willow." Yes, he did.
And if I refuse you, will you do the same?
At once.
Then I'll marry you. Oh, I'm a silly little goose.
Time's up, time's up. Make ready for the boiling oil.
Your Majesty, everything's been cleared up. Nanky Poo, come out, come on. I'm going to marry Katisha. Father.
Well, how did this happen? He still seems to have his head.
Your Majesty, it's this way. When you say, let a thing be done, it's as good as done. You said, execute somebody. So, Nanky Poo was as good as dead.
A very satisfactory explanation.
As Lord High Toastmaster, I call for the Japanese equivalent of, they all lived happily ever after.
Baker and Evelyn Case will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Gordon McRae giving a vote of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, Arthur Q. Bryan, Verna Felton, and Lou Merrill. The Mikado, of course, is by Gilbert and Sullivan, and it was adapted for radio by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They provide jobs for your neighbors. They buy supplies in your town, and they pay local taxes just as you and I. Thus, the railroads are more than just railroads. They are citizens, and mighty important citizens, in your hometown. And now, here are Kenny Baker and Evelyn Case.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you, Gordon. We're back from the fantastic town of Titipoo to the fantastic town of Hollywood.
It was fun, Gordon. Thanks for asking us.
Oh, you were wonderful. Yum, yum, Evelyn. But Nanky Poo here was a little better at the hanky-panky.
Yes. Yeah, I got the girl, but I bet you get the girl next week, Gordon.
Well, I wondered if you were going to say that, Kenny. I think you might be right. We're presenting Sigmund Romberg's romantic operetta, The Desert Song. And our guest will be the lovely light opera star, Dorothy Sarnoff.
We'll be listening. Good night.
Sure will. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye. The Mikado was presented by special arrangement with Tam's Whitmark Music Library. Gordon McRae appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Reagan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, our music arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads.
Next, it's the voice of Firestone on NBC.